In 64, I was blessed with a young man named Bill Clapp, whose parents were university graduates, but Bill had gone to Washington and Lee School out east, a prep school, kind of a prep high school, coached by Charlie Butt, one of the best prep school coaches in the nation. And Bill came here because his parents wanted him to come, but he knew how to roll. And he became the central figure, not overly aggressive in terms of trying to run the show or anything. He was just like any other the other kids. The fact that he had experience, I don't think even some of the kids on the team knew it, but he was somebody to build a team around. And he ended up in one of the more insignificant positions in the boat, at the bow seat, in terms of power, his ability to portray rhythm. He had fabulous technique because he'd already rowed for 4 years. And at that seat, he really didn't project it. But in the process of getting to that seat, he rowed all the other seats of the boat and ended up being kind of a teacher to the rest of the squad. And we had a very uniform group of young men that year. If you looked at them, if they were standing, they'd have been all the same height, 6'3" or 6'4", classical team. And I started telling them that they were going to win a national, as I did every group, but I just had that feeling that this was going to be the group that could do it. I started telling them early in the season what it was going to be like to go to the starting line, how they were going to row down the race course, you know, past all the barges and things that were anchored to watch the races. I tried to give them a mental image. I said, imagine yourself going up to receive your award medals, and you know, you have to expect that because you're going to be a good team, and I don't want you to be surprised by it all. And I used this technique with all of my teams, as it was one of the developing techniques. Portray yourself in your mind to the success you want to achieve. Start living that. And color and fill in the picture as you go along. Make sure your preparation is adequate so that you don't feel shortchanged. And by the time they got, I made some changes in that lineup. We had raced at Marietta, we'd raced at Purdue, here local races, and Tom Tsai, one of the unique kids in that, was switched from one side of the boat to the other just a week before. These kids all accepted these challenges, and I remember it was a 2,000 meter race, a mile and a quarter race, because we started changing the racing format to the Olympic format. And we were seated, and the coaches did not follow the race. And Norm Sanju and I were sitting up in the grandstands with the other coaches, and as the race came down, it started, we were about a length off the leading pace. And halfway point of the race, Norm turned to me and said, "What do you think?" I said, "Norm, we're going to win." And he looked at me a little incredulously because we weren't leading. But I knew that's where we were going to make our move. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the team started to make their move, and they moved out into the lead and continued to move away from the pack. It wasn't surprising to me because they were following a format that they had been working on. In fact, I had them all write essays saying, what are you going to do race day from the time you get up? I don't care if it's an essay or an outline or one word sequence, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I wake up, I eat breakfast, I do this, I do, or if you want to elaborate a little bit. And with one or two exceptions, I only may had to make a couple corrections to the thinking process of these. They were all on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so I expected to see that as a perfect result. And in spite of the fact that the Columbia crew, which was picked to win that year, outstanding, Buzz Congram was the coach, and he was a friend of mine, and his team was unbeatable, according to all the newspapers and things at that freshman level. But I had no fear of that because I knew how capable these young men had been, and we had raced our own varsity at home under Norm's suggestion that we use them as a benchmark kind of a thing.